last play, the touchdown pass, and what you were hoping to get out of it and what you got out of it?
Yeah, we're obviously in like a third and five, third and six situation. So, you know, we figured in a got to have it situation, you know, they would bring some pressure, try and man us up. Ended up being the case, one short there, and when it comes down to it, we just had to make a play, and you know, I think it was a great job by Travis. Not only that play, but all day, just staying alive, making plays. Took the middle of the field, safety kind of bit down to stop the run, and threw it over the top, kind of just throw it high enough to where Trav can run under it, and seal the game off like that was awesome.
So you had just said that was vintage Manziel. Did it feel that way to you?
Yeah, it felt awesome. I knew when Arakpo said, oh shit, that we were going to have a good play.
Johnny, what are your emotions? It's your first career win. It's a big game for this team. What are your emotions?
Yeah, it's just, you know, to get to 1-1, you know, it's awesome for us. You know, I you know, obviously personally, you know, first win at home, season opener, you know, it's a pretty awesome script for me. So, you know, but as far as the team offense, you know, I think we started out early, got into a little bit of a lull, but, you know, continue to fight, continue to, you know, stay on those blocks at the end to be able to run a couple minutes off before we even get into that third down situation was huge.
I wonder the chemistry between you and Travis, how it's developed and how it's manifesting this season.
Yeah, Travis is a guy, even going into last year, you know, coming in not really knowing, you know, much about him, get on the field with him last year, and you can't throw it far enough. So getting a year and a half with him, you know, you throw it as far as you want, and you're never really going to out-throw him. So that's what I've learned from Trav. And, you know, what an incredible day for him, you know, offense, special teams. You know, that was a heck of a performance.
You heard that from a Arakpo?
Yeah.
Now, going back last year, he was one of the guys in Washington who was on your case big time.
No, I wouldn't say it's anything me against Arakpo, but I just kind of knew whenever he, you know, went inside a little bit too much, was able to spin out of it. You know, he knew, you know, he was, you know, probably supposed to contain a little bit there, but, you know, just that whole play in general, you know, a little bit of vintage, it worked out. Yeah, Trav was running a go on the far side, saw me kind of break contain, and then just put his hand up and screamed across the field. It's one of those balls you just throw high enough and far enough, and Trav just run under it.
How did you know to look for him there? It looked like it was underneath, but you looked.
Yeah, it was third and five, so, you know, my first look was the run right there, just trying to get 5 yards, get down, keep the clock running, and just keep our four-minute offense going right there. But saw the safety out of the middle of the field kind of start running towards me to just try and cut me off. So when I saw that, sucked him up, Travis had a great angle on the corner.
So much about you here in Cleveland has been bad stuff. Does this feel more like Johnny football?
Yeah, this was a good win. You know, this is a good day. You know, we need to enjoy this for tonight. Enjoy it, watch it, put it to bed tomorrow, and move on to the next one. There's a lot of games in NFL season, so, you know, before we know it, we'll be on to the next one, trying to beat the Raiders.
Is there some little bit of satisfaction, Johnny, when you have guys like Merrill Hodge and other critics that just blast you? Is this some little bit of satisfaction?
It's satisfaction seeing the rest of the guys in the locker room, being able to be in there, all those guys dancing, getting the first win of the season. You know, getting a win that we really needed. So, you know, Merrill Hodge will always be Merrill Hodge. So, you know, for me, it's sweet to get the first win, sweet to see, you know, how the locker room was after the game.
How about for you personally, though? I mean, since last season ended, there's been a lot happen. You know, Karen to offseason and everything else. How do you put it all in perspective where you are right now?
Yeah, it's sweet. You know, I've come a long way from that point on January 17th. So to be sitting here today and just have an ultimate turnaround from what it was in the first two starts I had last year is, personally, it feels awesome. You know, I think I'm getting better. Still miss some things that, you know, I'm going to be hard on myself about tomorrow on the film. But, you know, all around, I'm proud of the guys, proud of the effort that we had today. You know, I think the defense, you know, we can't speak enough about them and what they do.
Are you worried about how the coaches are going to regard the fumbles, you know, 2 weeks in a row?
Man, I had two hands on the ball. Felt like, I don't know what's going on, but it can't happen. You know, luckily, able to get both of those back, but, you know, that could have been a huge turning point. So that's one of the things that, you know, I'm still really hard on myself. You know, I think I did a better job of last week of having two hands on it, but, you know, still, you know, that's not the result we want.
Now that you have this taste of victory, how important is it for you, or how badly do you want to stay in here and keep this feeling going?
You know, I just, you know, anytime we can get this feeling, even going back into last year when we were winning some games, you know, what a feeling that is here in the city, you know, Cleveland. You know, especially in a home game next week, coming off a win, this place will be electric. So to keep that momentum going, to keep, you know, trying to string these wins together, you know, that's what we got to keep trying to do.
Do you want to start next week?
You know, I want to do whatever, you know, I'm supposed to do for this team. So, you know, whether Josh comes back and we make a move or whatever the case is, I'm going to do whatever, you know, whatever I'm told to do, whatever I'm asked to do. And I think that's my job here. You know, obviously, want to be out there playing, but, you know, if that's not the case, I'm going to take it in stride and prepare like I would be the guy.
Can you talk about how this coaching staff plays to your strengths and let you do what you do well?
Yeah, I think, you know, Flip did a great job today. Getting the communication of personnel, switching up the personnel, getting it exactly detailed the way we want and calling some good plays. You know, I think we got into a little bit of a lull, though, running the ball first and second down, then putting ourselves into some third and long. So, you know, those are tough situations to try and make plays when they kind of drop a little bit and hug rush. But, you know, for the most part, you know, I think the way our offensive system is, the way our scheme is, you know, I think it fits well.
Hey, Hodge said he'd put on an Origin Brown tie, and would you check it out?
Of course.
Johnny, you ran for two
more. We're going to wrap.
You only ran for like 2 yards. In a way, is that satisfying that you didn't have to run for 50, 70?
Yeah, it's awesome. Crow ran for 75, so, you know, anytime we can get that, still have, you know, close to, if not over, 100 yards. I think Duke did a great job when his number was called today. So, you know, the way our offensive line worked today, really pushing them around, you know, it was awesome to see. You know, when it's not on a quarterback having to run the ball, you know, only having to run when it's a third down or trying to make something happen, you know, when you can have the running backs take the most of those blows and really push the ball down the field running it, it's all you can ask for.
Confidence swagger was always such a part of your game when you were at Texas A&M. Did you lose some of it last year? Is it back now, or did you never lose your confidence and swagger?
No, I think it's, you know, I just want to say it's one game. You know, there's no reason to really be too high about it, too low about it. I think there were some things I could have done better, but, you know, you have to come into this game at this position and be confident in your scheme, be confident in your preparation for the week, and be confident in your ability. You know, there's a lot of work to try and get here, a lot of hard work. So just continuing to try and stay positive. And not really try and lose any of that swag that you had coming in. You know, I think that's the thing. Don't get too down. But, you know, at the same time, it's awesome to get out of this game with a win, boost your confidence a little bit for sure.
Benjamin, this isn't the first time he's been wide open. Camp, preseason games, now and before. What is it about him that makes him, other than his obvious speed, makes him get wide open? So
I mean, he's shifty. I mean, Trav off the line, you better be ready for him. You know, I think, you know, sometimes throughout this game, they even shifted the safety towards him a little bit. So teams are going into weeks definitely preparing for Trav now. But just know whenever the ball snaps, you better get off the line quick or he's going to run right by you. So, you know, it's been awesome to see him come out and have a day like it was today. You know, come out in the first, second play of the game to have that kind of bomb, being able to just throw it as far as you want and have him run under it. Come back at the end of the game and do the same thing. You know, it's special, and I think he's, you know, he's obviously a special player. So, you know, I'm very happy he's on my side.